Today on Maine Calling, your mouth-watering favorite eats. Maine is many things to many people, but to food lovers, it is heaven. Maine boasts everything from high-end James Beard award-winning restaurants to roadside stands with homemade blueberry pies. It is all fueled by Maine's farms and fishermen and a reverence for the best ingredients. I'm Jennifer Rooks. Today on Maine Calling, what is your favorite place for a great culinary experience? We'll share our favorite restaurants, diners, food trucks, bakeries, bean suppers, you name it. What defines a real treat for you? What special dish do you crave? We look forward to hearing your suggestions, and we suggest listening to this program with a pen and paper in hand to take notes. Maine Calling is just ahead.
Maine Calling on Demand is made possible by Maine Farmland Trust, working with farmers to grow the future of farming and food in Maine. Learn how you can get involved at mainefarmlandtrust.org/learn. Welch & Forbes, working with clients to manage the full range of events that come with building wealth, from investments to trustee services. More at welchforbes.com. And by Maine Seacoast Mission, delivering healthcare, education, and support to island and coastal Downeys communities. Learn more at seacoastmission.org.
I'm Jennifer Rooks, and this is Maine Calling. What are the restaurants, eateries, diners, or food trucks in Maine that top your list of places to eat? What dishes or foods make you happy? Share your favorites and listen to what our food experts have to say about the many great places and foods to eat in Maine. Joining me, Peggy Gradinsky, who is editor of the Portland Press Herald's food and dining section, and Mike Urban, a New England-based food and travel writer. His book, Unique Eats and Eateries of Maine, is just what it says. It features some of the more unusual and interesting places to eat. We invite you to join the conversation. What are your favorite dishes? What are your favorite places to go for a special meal? Why do you love them so much? Send an email to talk@mainepublic.org, post a comment on Facebook or Instagram, or give us a call at 1-800-399-3566. Again, 1-800-399-3566. Mike, I'll start with you. An unusual name for a book, Unique Eats and Eateries of Maine. What makes something unique? Is it something that doesn't have lobster?
That would be unusual. Yes, very unique. But no, this book is part of a series from a publisher in St. Louis. And what it is, from my perspective, is a collection of a lot of mostly, you know, mom and pop type places, places that are unique, have been around for a while, have a real usually family stamp on them, you know, places that are run by moms and pops, whole families, things that have been around for at least a decade or longer. Not all of them are like that, but most of them are. And those are the kinds of places I focused on in this book.
So a really tough assignment. Were doing the research for this, tell me about a couple memorable meals you had.
Well, let me see. A couple of memorable meals that I have on this particular thing. Let's see. I'd say going to, Forestry, which I've been to many times before. It's always memorable to go there and just, you know, rekindle, make sure they're still doing everything the way they like to do it. That was one. And in terms of other ones, Round Pond Lobster up in Round Pond, a wonderful, very small place owned by Buddy Poland. Wonderful lobster shack. Locals go there, and there's a very spare menu, which is lobster, corn, potato chips, and there's a soda pop machine. You could bring your own booze, anything else, but that was a wonderful, unique experience.
All right, Peggy Gradinsky, why is Maine so well known for its food scene? Is it really that much better here, or is it one of those things where the reputation is, you know, maybe not as deserved as it might ought to be?
Wow. I think that, you know, food in America all over the place has gotten way better. And maybe 15 or even 20 years ago, people talked a lot about how New York, the places where food was, you know, or at least dining out was centered, places like New York or LA, had become so difficult to open a restaurant, so expensive and so onerous in many ways, lots of regulations and that lots of really talented young cooks started moving out all over the place. And certainly in Portland, we've benefited from that hugely, that you know, the center is much more diffuse. But even given that I think the food is better all over the place, I still think it's pretty astounding in the last 15 years or so, how terrific Maine food and certainly in the news lately, Maine bakeries are. And I mean, why? I'd say one reason maybe is once you have a few good people, you know, you tend to have others. It sort of creates a neighborhood, just the way on, say, Washington Avenue in Portland. It started out, I don't remember who was first, but maybe there'll be one restaurant or one brewery, and then suddenly there are more and more. And maybe a second reason is the reason a lot of people come to Maine is it's a, you know, it's a beautiful place you kind of can imagine living, that you want to live somewhere lovely and also have from a cook's point of or a chef's point of view, have access to some really lovely produce and obviously seafood.
I'm wondering also, you know, Mike already mentioned 4th Street, founded by Sam Hayward, and people who live in Maine may not realize what a trailblazer Sam was in the sort of farm to table movement.
Yeah, huge. And speaking of, you know, how one person attracts other people, I think if you did a sort of flow chart of who was through his kitchen and then branched out to other places in Maine, a lot of the names we know at other restaurants in Maine would have, you know, at some point cycled through 4th Street. And just speaking of, I think it's 25 or 26 now. I know it just had a big anniversary. And I also had a recent meal there that it was just so solid. You know, for a restaurant so many years later, and chef Sam is now a little bit the chef emeritus, so there's other people in the kitchen, but it was just a really lovely meal in every way, setting and service and super solid, delicious food.
And Mike, what we're talking about, you mentioned 4th Street, and we've been talking about that. But Mike, what we're talking about is sort of the high end dining that people come from all over the country, all over the world, and take food vacations to Maine for. We've, of course, the Lost Kitchen is so famous with Aaron French. But you also ate things like hot dogs in your adventures, and you found those pretty darn good as well.
Oh yes, no. I mean, they're all different kinds of things in Maine. Maine is such a wonderful place, you know, from a culinary perspective. As Peggy was saying, there's so many interesting things going on up here. But yes, I mean, I tried different hot dogs. You know, there's Flo's down in Cape Natick, and then you have Simone's out in Lewiston. You know, the good old Red Snapper hot dogs, and Wass's up in Rockland, where you know they cook these hot dogs on a pool of, you know, shimmering peanut oil, you know, along with their onions, you know, their chopped up onions on there. Just, you know, I love those types of experiences. You know, those, you know, the hot dogs, you know, the lobster rolls, all the other different kinds of things are kind of down and funky, you know, often dine in the rough type situations.
Oh my goodness, I can't believe you mentioned Flo's. I have to tell you a story, Mike. I was a young TV reporter and I was doing a story about the volunteer people who climbed Mount Egomeneticus Fire Tower to volunteer to look out for fires in the summertime. We were interviewing a man named Dave Hilton. And on the way, the photographer I was with said, "We have to go to Flo's." And I ate two Flo's hot dogs with everything. And then I climbed the steps to the fire tower. That was a mistake. I would not recommend it. I would recommend one or the other. But anyway, you said Flo's, and it just popped into my
Was
mind.
the first place I ever went to that had mayonnaise on a hot dog. It's like, wait, what? But it was awfully good. I was surprised. There, it's just this teeny little shack, you know. You can't even go inside anymore after COVID. You know, they've made that walk-in area sort of where it's out a window at this point. But you know, a wonderful setting, wonderful, you know, homey family atmosphere.
Peggy, go
I think
ahead.
setting, yeah, I was going to say, I think setting is huge. And there's so many places in Maine, particularly right now in the summer, that can offer you not only food, but also setting. And I think when you think about what people think about as their favorites and memorable, I actually, even though we both just mentioned 4th Street, I think it's more often the places where every summer that's how your summer starts. You go there for the ice cream cone, or you go there for your lobster roll or your fried clams. I feel like those are the ones that, in a way, you know, for me, probably conjure favorite, that they have a lot of memory and nostalgia wrapped into them.
Yeah,
Well,
we used to
people
take
have.
our kids
Go ahead, Mike.
in our late 1990s, early 2000s. We take our kids out to Western Maine, to the Bridgeton area. We'd always stop at this little, variety store that had pizza, nothing fancy, but you could go in there. It's just something the kids always remember, and my wife and I still remember. It's just a wonderful, thing, a great thing, like Peggy was saying, you could attach on to an annual, perennial, experience that you have that you just cherish, yourself and your family.
Well, our listeners have been leaving us messages on Vox Pop about their favorite places to eat. Here's a message we received from Nancy.
From Gorham. And one of my many favorite places in Maine is the Earth at Hidden Pond, a beautiful, amazing restaurant in Kennebunkport. They just do a fabulous job. Went there for their Mother's Day prefix dinner, and it was fabulous. And atmosphere, and just a lovely, beautiful place.
And for those of you uninitiated, Vox Pop is a quick and easy way to get a message to us. You go to wherever you get your smartphone apps and search for Maine Public Vox Pop. Then you can leave us a voice message with the touch of a button whenever you want. Now, another message. This one is from Sandy, who made this suggestion via Vox Pop.
My name is Sandy, and I'm moving soon to Herman, Maine. My favorite spot to eat lobster is the Lobster Buoy in Bangor, Maine.
All right, Sandy. So Sandy brought up lobster. You've already mentioned one spot, Mike. Peggy, do you have a recommendation for a great place to get lobster?
I always love, and I can't even remember because I haven't been there yet this year, but just having a lobster roll at Fort Williams Park from Biden to Maine.
Yeah,
And a
great
piece
spot.
of that, not only is it really delicious, but I'll just say again that how many things go into what constructs a favorite, but I was there maybe 6 years ago with my elderly mother who anyway, she really wanted to eat a lobster roll, and she grew up in Canada and often came to Maine as a girl and would eat lobster rolls. And we got to bite into Maine, and they were sold out. And I said to the, I'm sorry, I'm spacing on her name, the woman who owns it and at the time was actually at the cart. I said, "Oh, my mom's going to be so, she's so disappointed. She came all the way from New York and she really wanted your lobster roll." And she scrounged up. She went into every little thing she had in her cart and managed to put a lobster roll together for my mom. So, number one, they're delicious. They're really good. And she has some fun with the flavors, which maybe some Mainers think is sacrilege, but I think is fun. But number two, she did something that really meant a lot to me, and that makes it a favorite.
Yeah,
But
there's
in
something.
Fort Williams.
Yeah,
There's
and
something good.
just so you know that I think it's Sarah Sutton. Is that right? Does that sound right?
Yeah, the Suttons, a married couple from
Yes.
Minnesota, of all places.
Thank you.
Yeah, lovely people. I can
Oh,
see them
Mike.
do.
We have a message here from Cassandra. As a Mainer, I stroganoff believe a lobster roll should be consumed with the smell of sea and salt and a water view. So there we go. Much must have water view. We'll go to a call. This is Mark coming in from Vienna. Hi, Mark. Go ahead.
Hello, I'm one of firm Scape's Cafe in Mount Vernon, Scape's like garlic. The cheerful staff,
Oh.
the incredibly tasty breakfast, lunch, and pastries, and its location overlooking Lake Minnehaha, they all bring me joy.
Oh, and there we go. Food and location. Delicious food and location added together. Scapes in Vienna. Thanks so much, Mark, for that. We do have a clip from Vox Pop with another lobster place. Let's go to Kate.
One of my favorite places to eat in Maine will always be associated with my late husband, Pat Brancaccio, who brought me there. Shaw's Lobster Wharf in New Harbor. Great food, great setting, just a great place for great memories.
And this is what you were talking about, Mike, the great memories. And thank you, Kate, for pointing out how important memories are to make a place a favorite. We're going to go to Christopher calling from Bar Harbor. I mean, excuse me, Booth Bay Harbor. Hi, Christopher, go ahead.
Yes, hello. Thanks for taking my call. And of course, yeah, so as you say, Maine seafood, lobster. While I love all that, I was keying in the unique or different, if you will. So a lot of folks don't seem to know here in Booth Bay Harbor, you were talking about hot dogs earlier. We have the old time Dunton's Dogs. And of course, he has seafood as well called Drew's Seafood. But Dunton's Dogs is a staple that's been here for many years, if not decades. We've got the Harborside 1901, Turkish owners, and the menu is phenomenal. I mean, my wife loves pretty much everything she's tried there thus far, and we're still working on that menu. Directly below that, we have Harbor Treats. So instead of just ice cream, you get all kinds of unique, there's that word again, unique desserts that are just literally to die for. And then, of course, our newest brewery here, the Footbridge Brewery. Great beer and fantastic food. And I mean, there's a food truck right out back. He makes the best burgers. So, you know, I'm a lobster lover, crab, seafood, etc. But, you know, when you're hankering for something different, this is the place to go. But you just got to seek it out.
Well, Christopher, thanks so much for calling in from Booth Bay Harbor. I'm clearly enthusiastic about the restaurants there. We are going to go to a quick break. we've already got so many recommendations coming in, so I hope that you take part. Either send us an email, talk@mainpublic.org, or give us a call, 1-800-399-3566. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Maine Calling. I'm Jennifer Rooks. Good day to jot down what you hear on the program. Great ideas for great places to eat and favorite foods in Maine. With me, Mike Urban, author of books about New England-based cuisine, including one called Unique Eats and Eateries of Maine, and Peggy Gradinsky, food and dining editor with the Portland Press Herald. You want to hear about your favorite restaurants, dishes, and food? Send an email to talk@mainpublic.org, comment on Facebook, or call 1-800-399-3566. Peggy, I found a Portland Press Herald article from last year talking about the traditional food for the 4th of July. It is not lobster. It is not hot dogs. It is not hamburgers. It is salmon and peas. That was a big surprise to me.
Oh, I think it's mostly old timers who know that at this point, but yes. Yeah, I can't quite remember why now. It's something about the timing of the salmon going upriver or going back out to sea. You probably have read the article more recently than I have.
Well, what are you craving, Peggy, 4th of July weekend? What to you says, this is where I'm headed, 4th of July in Maine? Is it a lobster shack? Is it an ice cream stand? Or is it something that I might not have thought of?
Wait, I have to back up and say also that our garden columnist, who is a Maine old timer who grew up here and is probably in his 70s, also always talks about the fact that you plant your peas timed to having them ready for the 4th of July.
So that's right. Plant them by Memorial Day and harvest them by 4th of July. That's right.
Exactly. But,
So what about you? Where are you headed? You don't have to tell the exact restaurant, but what kind of place are you headed to this weekend?
I am not heading to a restaurant. I'm headed to a barbecue of friends. So, and I don't know what they will be serving. And I haven't even come up yet with what I will bring. And my oven's broken, so it won't involve an oven. But I would say, I mean, I tend to be, this is terrible, but it's just very crowded in Maine on July 4. So it's probably not a day I would be going out. It's probably a day I'd be making some delicious July 4 thing at home or with friends.
Okay, your turn, Mike.
Pretty much along the same lines. Not a good day to go out normally to a restaurant on the 4th of July. However, if I had to do it, you know, seafood would be my first inclination. But these places I know, after years of experience researching these things from my Clam Shacks book and Lobster Shacks books, they're jam crowded on those holidays. I might look for some barbecue. I might go to Salvage, which recently reopened in Portland. I love that place. Or Ellesmere over in South Portland, and just have a rack of ribs. That'd do me fine.
All right. Well, Frank on Facebook writes Ralph's Cafe in Brooks. Ellen on Facebook says Chipman's Wharf and Vasquez Mexican Takeout, both in Millbridge. Okay. Oh, my goodness. I am getting hungry for lunch. Sammy on Facebook, Jeff's Jamaican in Lewiston has some of the best pork I've had in my life. I grew up in North Carolina believing that was the best pork in the world and was proven wrong with the first bite I had of their jerk pork. My teeth almost slammed into each other, not anticipating how soft they managed to make their meat. They are seasonal as they go back to Jamaica in the winter to get their secret ingredients. So fun. Jeff's Jamaica in Lewiston. Great tip. We're going to go to Jean, who's calling from Castine. Hi, Jean. Go ahead.
Hi, I wanted to say that we love the Penagoa Inn. It's a bed and breakfast inn in Castine, and it's being wonderfully restored by Mark and George, who are fantastic restaurateurs. The food is lovely. It's all fresh and regional, and this is a lovely place to sit on the porch and hear jazz and have small plates or a full dinner.
Yum. Jean, do you have a favorite dish there?
Oh, my gosh. Let me see. Everything. It's just, I can't pick one thing. I get many different things all the time, and I have to also mention their pub, and they're quite mixologists. So.
All right. Well, Jean, thank you so much for calling from Castine. Piper on Facebook says, Toddy Pond Farm, total experience, and just amazing. Melissa sends an email, Downtown Winter Harbor, the gallery, salmon dip platter, hummus platter apps, great dinner and choices and special. The Treehouse, also some fine dining. And for pub food and pizza, none better than the Pickled Wrinkle in Prospect Harbor, all seasonal. And then the end of this email is the best. Shout out to sound engineer Sam Tracy. I'm his mom and listener. So Sam's laughing. You can't hear him. So Mike, I love that she had a shout out to the Pickled Wrinkle, because that may be the best name of a restaurant in Maine. Can you think of any?
I don't know that I can top that. I'm looking over my list here. That one takes the trophy.
I also like Punky's.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Very near my home, and I pass it off, and the sign and the name together make me laugh all the time.
Yeah, I suppose I can throw in Ruth and Wimpy's up there in Hancock is right. A good name. That's a nice one. And put Wilbur the Big Lobster sitting outside. How can you drive by? You got to stop.
And this one's a little bit different, but because I love John Prine and because he died too young a few years back, Fish and Whistle in Biddeford, which also has absolutely wonderful, wonderful food. And I like it for a reason we haven't really talked about too, which is I tend to like restaurants that have an interesting idea. Restaurants tend to sort of like all things like fashion and colors and kitchen redesign sort of goes in trends, and suddenly everybody's doing deep fried Brussels sprouts or whatever. And one of the things I like about Fish and Whistle is I feel like they had a very clear idea of what they wanted, and that's what they're doing, not necessarily what everybody is doing. And and they just do it really perfectly.
And that same note.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
On that same note, I would throw in Bett's Fish Fry in Booth Bay, outside of Booth Bay Harbor. They do one thing and one thing only. It's deep fried haddock fillets. You know, it comes with French fries. That's the only thing. You got the haddock and the fries, or the haddock on a bun, and that's it. But that's what they do. And they open from like 11 in the morning till 3 p.m, you know, 5-6 days a week. But they do it so well. They do one thing, but they do it excellent.
All right. And speaking of Fish and Whistle, Jennifer on Facebook says Fish and Whistle marinara squidwich with extra pepperoncini. Oh my, that's a lot. Here from Susan, Freiburg Kitchen and Marketplace in Freiburg. Susan writes, 7-star cuisine, including seafood, lobsters, oysters, and steaks, with frequently changing menu. So that's great to hear. Susan also recommends the Bait Shed Pine Point on the harbor, and she loves the ahi tuna poke. So great to know. And you know what's interesting to me, Mike, is that Freiburg is, you know, one of those small towns where somebody might not expect to have a restaurant that someone else is rating as 7-star, because it's a small town and it's, you know, it's
Freiburg's
far away from the big
small
cities.
It's right in the middle of potato country. You know, there's a lot of interesting things. They have a big fair out there every year. And I came across a place, Elevation Sushi and Taco in Bridgeton. when I was doing my research. Two people from Southern California relocated and they missed their Southern California Mexicali food. So they opened their own little place, you know, and then one guy did like a sushi chef and they make tacos. And that's it, very simple, but you don't expect to find it out there in Western Maine.
Wait, I'm sorry, I don't know that place, but how did they end up combining Mexican and sushi? Seems unusual.
There were two people, a husband and wife, came from Southern California, and then their son came out and joined them, or son/stepson. He was a sushi chef out there in L.A., so that part was covered. And then they threw in, they missed having their Mexican cooking at the same time, so they put it all together under one roof on the main street there in Bridgeton, and there you have it. You know, I think locals are thrilled.
We're going to go to Susan calling from Bangor. Hi, Susan. Go ahead.
Hi. I just want to give a shout out to my sisters and my favorite place. It's Margaret's Lobster in Northport, Maine, and her lobster rolls are made with an entire lobster, the whole thing. It's not just claw and knuckle. It includes the tail. It's always fresh lobster meat, and it's a destination for us every summer, multiple times.
All right. That's making me hungry, Susan. Thanks for your call. Peggy, we have an email here from Bruce, and I think you might need to hire Bruce for your section. This is what he recommends. Two sections. The first, excellent food. Flux in Lisbon. King Eider's Pub in Damariscotta. Liberal Cup in Hollowell. Richard's, which is German, in Brunswick. Dolphin Restaurant in Harpswell. And then for burger stands, he says Sawyer's Dairy Bar in Newport. Bagaduce Lunch in Penobscot, Rapid Raise in Biddeford, Roy's All Steak Burgers in Auburn, also Duck Fat. I love that you can't tell where Bruce lives based on these recommendations.
Moving around, though, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, yum. So he could go on a take us on a culinary tour of Maine. Maggie writes, for Steamers and More, Jay's in South Portland, also in York, Frankie, and Johnny's. Steamers, we haven't talked about Steamers yet. Is there a best Steamers place, or is a good Steamer a good Steamer?
In my opinion, a good Steamer is a good Steamer. I can't think of a single place that specializes in Steamers. You know, Oysters is another story, but I mean, Shuck Station, for instance, Damariscotta, which I came across a couple of years ago, seemed like it was there to grab tourists as before they get into town, but it's just a wonderful place. It's actually an oyster distribution center that happened to put in a beer tap and an oyster bar, and it just took off. It's a great place to just experience the oysters that come out of the Damariscotta River.
Which I think, I'm not an expert in this, but I think that's how a lot of the, you know, lobster places right on the coast and right on the water started, is that they were started out as distribution centers or places that the fishermen, lobstermen brought in there. And then somebody said, oh, let's open a window or let's, you know, and they sort of morphed into restaurants.
That's true. And by book Lobster Shacks doing the research, a lot of these places are lobstermen's, you know, docks or whatever. And when they came locals would say, could you cook some of this up for us here? Like by the thing, and they put out some picnic tables. Next thing you know, within a year or two, they become sort of full blown seasonal restaurants, you know, and it's great. So many of the better ones, that's their genesis.
Helen,
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Peggy. That's great. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I because I was worried about being asked my favorites and being tongue-tied and not able to come up with anything, I asked a few colleagues before we got on the air. And one of the things that came up that we haven't talked about, which is interesting, was value. Like part of what makes something a favorite was if they felt like they were getting good value for their money. And that, I should add, one of the people that came up with is a college student. So she talked about, she's an intern here right now, and she talked about how important, you know, that it's cheap and it makes her think of both.
And did she have a place that she recommended thought was
she
a good
did.
Value?
Yes, hang on. Let me find what she said. So she's at Bowdoin, and she said, May's Wild Oats, Little Tokyo.
Okay. Sounds
like three
places.
And she also said she ate the lobster roll at Eventide, and it was crazy. I'm still thinking about it every day.
Not surprised. Small, but that's all you want, I think. It's wonderful taste.
Well, Helen's good. Sheila here is going to have us talk about pizza. Sheila says, one of my favorite places to eat where we have our camp is Unity, Maine, Unity House of Pizza. They serve more than pizza. It's takeout with family seating on one side and a cozy bar on the other.
homemade dough, great staff. And the Veracitas, I might have mispronounced that, pizza is delish, named after the owner, who is Greek. In spite of Unity College not having the student numbers of the past, Unity Pizza survives. Unity is still a unique town with offerings, other offerings. Okay, we could probably talk about pizza for the hour, but Mike, I'll go to you. Do you have a favorite pizza place? And there's a perpetual debate in my own family, so I want to hear where you all weigh in.
Okay, well, I must, full disclosure, I am in New Haven, Connecticut, you know, where lots of really interesting, you know, just wildly good pizza here. In Maine, I've never done real deep dives on pizza, you know, when I'm doing it, but the one place I've gone to for years and years, because I have a good friend who lives in Biddeford, is Pizza by Alex. Now, it's this idiosyncratic place. It's been around, Greek American, you know, owned, been around for like 30 or 40 years. One size only pizza. They're cooked on these tabletop electric ovens, I believe they are, all sorts of different toppings and whatnot, but they have a great Greek type pizzas as well. That's the one place I know of that I'm familiar with, and it's really great. One other place I found in Damariscotta a couple of summers ago, which was fantastic. I don't remember the name of it, but it's like right at the top of Main Street. That's the sum total of my knowledge. I know there's some great pizza in Portland. Peggy, I'm sure, can tell us all about it.
I had an interesting, are you, I'm sure everybody gets inundated here with summer guests. And so somebody reached out to me recently and said she was coming to visit and could I make a reservation? And then she said, no pizza. And I thought, wow, really? Because there's great pizza here. Yeah, but yeah, I mean, if you're looking at pizza and place, I'd say Il Leone on Peaks Island is just so much fun. And you're sitting outside and you're in a park. It's just lovely. And on Peaks Island, and their pizza is wonderful. I like Nomad in Biddeford. Quanta Basta in Portland is new, and I like that a lot. I haven't been yet, but our food writer, Tim, says that Peng's Pizza is amazing in Biddeford. And I still miss, I'm going to mispronounce this, I forget if it's a soft C or a hard C, Radici, that used to be on Washington Avenue, which was very just for a heartbeat. They sort of opened during the pandemic and didn't make it. But I love their pizza. And actually, sorry, but that's a whole category of food places that are gone that were your favorites that you're still sort of thinking about and pining for.
I'm interested that neither of you mentioned flatbread or Otto, which are also are part of the debate in my own personal family. So
and I yes. And I like flatbread a lot also just because it's fun. It's a fun space to be in. I just like going there.
Yeah, here's an email from Scott. He says, this is Maine. I'm surprised no one's yet mentioned, unless I've missed it, Maine Red Snappers, which originated with W.A. Bean in Bangor. And you did, Mike, mention the Red Snappers at the Red Snappas at the beginning of the program. explain to me the appeal.
Me explain the appeal?
Okay, Peggy, you explain the appeal.
I don't feel old Maine enough to tackle that one.
Well, whatever. Number one is the color. It's so bright red. It's like, what is going on with this hot dog here? And you think, what's the surprise? You bite into it, and it tastes just like any other hot dog, really, in my opinion, any other Frankfurter. I mean, there's a nice snap to it. That's what the snapper refers to. So, you know, it's a very unique thing onto the state of Maine. There aren't many restaurants that actually serve it, but tons of Mainers buy these things, you know, in the grocery stores. They use them 4th of July, coincidentally. They would be cooking up probably millions of those hot dogs all around the state, I'm guessing.
All right, well, you might remember that we did a whole show on ice cream in Maine. There are so many great spots for ice cream. Here's a Maine Public Vox Pop message from Olivia.
My favorite summer place in Maine is Bresca and the Honeybee, which is a little ice cream shack on Sabbath Day Lake and Outlet Beach in Gray. It's a little nook of a beach, and there's an entrance fee to get on it, which is great because it helps keep it clean. And the ice cream shack has amazing flavors. My favorite is the gin and tonic sorbet with this little gin-soaked cherry on top. You have to be 21 to get it. Lots of flavors for the kids, too. It's a special little lake nook where there's not a lot of tourists. And it's kind of just like a little hideaway for local folks. So I love that place.
Wow. Peggy, you know it. You're raising your hand.
Yes, that is a wonderful place, and it's called Breska and the Honeybee because it's run by Krista Kern, who was the chef of Breska, a very beloved restaurant in Portland that closed quite some time ago. So that's not just an ice cream shack. That is a very serious chef with very serious credentials who runs this ice cream shack. But I'm sad that person, if it's only for Mainers and there's not a lot of parking, I'm a little bit sad she's just announced it on the air. So don't go. Just kidding. And I want to add one other ice cream, which I just discovered last year in the course of doing a story, which is I did a story about how a lot of people are taking soft ice cream much more seriously and doing like seriously delicious soft ice cream. So if you haven't yet had the soft ice cream at Honey Paw, they're also selling it. It's the same owners at Higgins Market at Higgins Beach, that soft ice cream. And at Fish and Whistle does amazing soft ice cream too. But there are people who take soft ice cream and sort of give it a much more chefy, serious treatment. And it's pretty stunning.
We're going to go to another.
A Round Top ice cream in Damariscotta is quite a popular place. You know, it's a wonderful. And you sit on this back deck, you can look out, watch the sun setting out over the main hills over there. That's a great spot. Wonderful ice cream as well. Made on the premises.
Here's Heather via the Maine Public Vox Pop app.
One of my favorite places in Maine is the Gemini Cafe in Bethel. Everything is made fresh daily. The owner is a magnificent human being. And the employees are all really friendly. They're really helpful. The lattes are incredible. The baked goods are divine, and the atmosphere is really beautiful. There's a lot of local art, and all of the food is on locally made pottery. It's really gorgeous. Check it out.
Well, thank you, Heather. Lots of reasons for why she loves the Gemini Cafe in Bethel. We do need to take another quick break. Call us with your suggestions, your favorite place to eat in Maine. 1-800-399-3566. Email address talk@mainepublic.org. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Rooks. You're listening to Maine Calling. So what would you like to recommend to friends or visitors? Where do you like to go for a special occasion to eat? We're getting suggestions from our listeners and panelists. With me, Portland Press Herald food and dining editor Peggy Gradinsky and New England food writer Mike Urban. Join our conversation, 1-800-399-3566. Send a brief email to talk@mainepublic.org or find us in social media. So we were talking about pizza, and we have an email about that. Oh, here it is. Matt says, pizza for me in Maine would be the Tinder Hearth in Brooksville and Oxbow Beer Garden in Oxford. Sourdough pizza for the win. And then
those
Jennifer,
are both great.
Email from Jennifer who says, love, with all caps, Bread in the Bone, Damariscotta, Three Robbers in Bodenham, and Flight Deck in Brunswick for their pizza. So there we go. And we've got more pizza recommendations. Bruce, who gave us the long list before, has added Kushnock in Augusta, Wander in Augusta, Otto anywhere. So there we go. Everybody's getting pizza for lunch. We're going to go to Amy. Amy's calling from Auburn. Hi, Amy. Go ahead.
Hi. I have a cold. I'm sorry. I'm from Verona Island. So I am like a high court, like just lobsters and steamers. And my favorite place is Young's Lobster Pound in Belfast. Their steamers are to die for. They're always fresh, and they're never any grit. And I love the fact they always give you broth with it so you can wash them off and dip them in the butter. And the lobsters are brought in by Lobster Boat right to the dock there, and it's gorgeous. It's like you can eat outside or inside, and if you're there during sunset, it's just gorgeous. The harbor with the boats and everything, and the people there are wonderful. We all love that. We tell all our friends and family, you got to go to Young's. It's casual. You can bring your own beer, wine, salads, and it's just, you can just sit there and enjoy the sunset and eat a lovely Maine lobster dinner. It's
Amy,
great.
Thank you so much for the recommendation of Young's Lobster Pound in Belfast. Chris on Facebook writes, the food scene in Bar Harbor is not to be missed. The Loft Raw Bar is a newer spot that highlights the burgeoning aquaculture industry in Maine. They boast five different varieties of hyper-local oysters from Frenchman's Bay. Their next-door neighbor, Testa's, is worth a shout-out as well, entering its 90th season. So there we go. That's exciting to hear. Let's see. We will go to Al calling from Bath. Hi, Al. Go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, no, I wanted to call. It's funny, my wife and I moved up here 4 years ago. People said, why are you moving to Maine? And I said, because of the food. And it's not so much the food at the restaurants, it's the quality of food you can get all around. For instance, we're in Bath. Being able to go down to, like, Arrow's Oysters in Georgetown, they said, you pick them, go down to the dock, pull them up, pick out your oysters, leave the money in a bag. Going to, you mentioned the steamer idea before, and being able to go to the Crab Hunter over in Pittsburgh, which has just fantastic clams and oysters, purged. No sand, just wonderful. It's going to Five Islands down in Georgetown to pick up, your lobsters and bring them home or eat them there. I mean, that's just a wonderful place with a terrific view. And lastly, while you're down in Georgetown, check out the Osprey restaurant. The Osprey's beautiful view, terrific food, and super nice people who own it. So I just want to go ahead and give that sort of a shout out to those different places that I think are outstanding for building your own seafood meal or going out for a lunch or dinner.
Al, thank you so much. Peggy, I know you moved here from somewhere else, and can you believe what kind of seafood is available here?
Yeah, no, every time I mean, if we're talking about product, just going to Harbor Market, and I feel like my jaw drops. Our office used to be in town, and I was there a lot, and it's, of all the things I desperately miss about being in town, that might be on the top of the list. Just absolutely beautiful, beautiful seafood here.
Yeah, I just did a piece for Yankee Magazine on the Harbor Fish Market. I've been a longtime fan. It's just a great, great place. You know, they're kind of shuffling it around, changing the interior a little bit right now, gussying it up a bit, but it's just a classic New England seafood market, probably the best one in the entire region.
Yeah. We've got amazing seafood, amazing farmers markets. You really can't. Strawberry picking season just got over. Al, thank you so much. We will go to Bruce in Lewiston. Hi, Bruce. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? Our culture's changed a lot in Lewiston over the last 20 or so years, and to our benefit, really, we've got great food from our Somali neighbors, and one that's my favorite is Sambusa, and Mama Shukri at her store called the Mogadishu Market on Lisbon Street in downtown Lewiston makes awesome Sambusa there. It's just amazing. It's really good.
Well, Bruce, thank you for that recommendation.
Sure.
Let's see. We will go to Michael in Brunswick. Hi, Michael. Go ahead.
Hi, Jennifer. Thanks. Fun show. And just wanted to give a plug to Noble Kitchen and Bar in Brunswick. Chef Megan Fairman puts a lot of energy and love into the menu, and she matches it with the Maine State Music Theater right there on the lawn there. So it's a very fun place to visit this summer.
What do you mean she matches it with the Maine State Music Theater?
So right now, I believe the current play is Funny Girl, and the menu is kind of paired dishes. We got in a couple weeks ago for what was the play? Yeah, what was the play? Oh, South Pacific. Yeah, it was delicious. Surf and Turf, great cocktail bar, too. Delicious.
Super fun. Michael, yeah. Thank you for the recommendation. Let's see here. Ellen calling from South Portland. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to shout out to the Cabbage Island Clam Bake. It's not just great, open air seafood, but it's a great little cruise on the way out to the clam bake, and it's a great value. You get a couple of lobsters, potato, corn, steamers, rolls, you know, dessert. It's fabulous and really, really a wonderful time. You know, it takes 3 or 4 hours, and it's just a great time.
Yeah, I'm looking this up on the web as you talk, Ellen. It looks like a lot of fun out of Booth Bay Harbor, going on a cruise and then having a clam bake on a main island. That sounds wonderful.
Historical stuff about the islands on the way out, and they're really a fun crew, and it's an unbelievable value. I almost hate to mention it because it's really hard to get in on it, but it's worth taking the time.
Thank you, Ellen. You know, one thing we haven't talked about, Peggy, is these pop-up dinners that you hear about where I haven't been to one yet, but I've heard people raving about them, where a chef or a group of chefs will have an event, maybe under a tent or in a, some sort of Grange Hall or something like that. Are we seeing more of that these days?
It feels like it. I mean, pop-ups once upon a time were a way for chefs who maybe didn't have a restaurant at that point, were between restaurants, or people who were thinking they would open a restaurant or sort of getting started. They're doing a few pop-ups to generate interest. I feel like now maybe we're seeing more of them just to have some fun. Just it's a cool place, or one chef wants to cook with another chef and, you know, thinks let's make, you know, some particular type of food or... It. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. It's a good question, but it does feel like there are more of them.
And that's how Erin French got her beginning, I think, in Belfast. She was doing some pop-up dinners there, and it led to the Lost Kitchen. So, you know, sounds like a good thing to me.
Which was in Belfast first.
Yep.
We'll go to Phil, who's calling from Bath. Hi, Phil. Go ahead.
Hi. How are you?
Great.
We had a fantastic time at the Garrison in Yarmouth. It was just an amazing place. We had an awesome night. And I'd also like to mention Oysters in Bath is a fantastic and fun place as well. They have the Red Snapper hot dogs we were talking about earlier, but they have them with caviar on them. So it's, and they also have oysters with caviar on the hot dogs. They're really, really good. And the oysters are from their farm and a bunch of local farms in the area.
Yum. Well, thank you, Phil. You're breaking up a little bit, but I appreciate your call. Let's see. We'll go to Vinny, who's calling from Brownfield. Hi, Vinny. Go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to recommend Coletti's Pizza in Biddeford. Frank Coletti is from Naples, Italy. And he brings his maestro talents from the ovens of Naples right to your table, along with his opinions. And it's very enjoyable eating the pizza and listening to Frank.
I love that recommendation, Vinny. An email here from Will, being from Brooklyn, New York. It is sacrilege to say, but one of the best bagels I've ever had is an everything bagel from scratch in South Portland. Makes it more even more delicious that they're often sold out. Yep, I would agree there. And from Robin, I'm surprised no one has mentioned the Corey restaurant in Monson, Maine. The owner, Chef Lulu, won a James Beard Award last year. The tasting menu features local food served in creative and delicious ways with outstanding presentation. We went for a dinner last summer, and I still think about the tuna tartare course. Peggy, have you ever gotten to go to the Corey restaurant in Monson?
I have. I wrote a profile of the owner of that restaurant last summer. So I didn't get the sit down, you know, be treated experience, but I got the fun, be back in the kitchen and have Lulu hand you little things to eat while you're frantically trying to take notes experience. And it's lovely. And her Beard Award was actually for hospitality, not necessarily for food, which is no slam on her food, but she is the most warm, friendly, hospitable. It's just a fun place to eat because she is so fun.
An email from Margaret, and I'm going to apologize in advance because I'm not getting to everybody. We're going to run out of time. But an email from Margaret, Shane's in Sanford makes the best ice cream, sold at boutique stands for a lot of money, but can find it in very local stores. Mark on Facebook, FARMS, Farms Bakery and Caribou, has the best croissant I've found north of Boston. John's Ice Cream on Route 3 is a regular stop. I love, thank you for the recommendation from Caribou. And from Leanne, one of my favorite places in Maine is Sullivan's Bakery in downtown Gorham. Homemade bread, scones, muffins, sticky buns, cookies, bars, plus fabulous, delicious sandwiches and lattes. Fantastic. Well, the good news, the bad news is that we're out of time, but the good news is it means we can all go have lunch now. So thank you to our guests for being on the program today. Peggy Grudnitsky, the food and dining editor for the Portland Press Herald, and Mike Urban, who writes about New England-based cuisine, including a book, Unique Eats and Eateries of Maine. Today's sound engineer was Sam Tracy. Maine Calling is produced by Jonathan Smith and Cindy Hahn. I'm Jennifer Rooks, and you've been listening to Maine Calling on Maine Public Radio.